The number 131873. You can get in touch via the text line 0460 873 873, or send us an email, ben@2gb.com. Let's check in with Trevor Long, because he's our man that we go to on all things tech. Trevor, good morning to you.
Morning, Ben. It's been 15, 16 hours since Optus announced they'd had a breach, yet they still haven't contacted any customers, and I think that is beyond irreprehensible. Like, this is a company that deals in communications, but they haven't communicated with their customers. I was told by Optus that they were advised not to send links to their customers, because obviously that's going to be the biggest risk right now, is people get links, they click on them, they fall for a scam. But there's nothing stopping Optus sending an SMS or an email with no links, just a message that says this has happened and we're going to keep you informed. I just can't believe that hasn't happened.
Yeah, they didn't do it at the earliest available opportunity. We've established that. So what should people do right now if they're Optus customers?
I think the only thing you can do is be vigilant about what you see now. So text messages and emails that come through from people that seem familiar. So they might say they know you because they know your name, your address, your date of birth, and things like that. That's going to be the biggest risk. And obviously, if you're in the market for any sort of credit, like a mortgage or a loan, you probably need to speak to your bank and the credit agencies about making sure that you can put some monitoring or even a ban on your credit, because that's the biggest risk, is identity fraud and people applying for credit on your behalf.
Okay, Trevor Long is with us. He's from EFTM.com. Let's bring in Tony, because he copped a call last night. Tony, good morning to you.
Morning, Ben. How are you?
Good. What was the call last night?
Yeah, well, I got a call from someone purporting to be from Optus wanting to know how my NBN was going. And I said, yeah, it's going great, thanks. And then she proceeded to want to know my name, my details, all those types of things. And I asked the question, why are you wanting to know all that detail if you just want to know how my NBN is going? And then she hung up. So I don't know whether those calls from whoever's got this data is now starting to make calls. I don't know, but it was a little bit weird. And I only found out this morning about the Optus breach.
And this is the problem, isn't it, Trevor Long, that people don't know whether it's linked, whether it's not linked. And when you fear that someone has got your passport details, your driver's license details, your date of birth, your phone numbers, your home address, then everything seems suspicious.
This is worse than having your credit card stolen or even your password stolen, because it's details you can't change. You can't change your driver's license number or passport number easily. And so that's the scam that's going to occur. And that caller is spot on. The biggest problem we're going to have now over the next probably 48 hours is scam Optus messages. And so Optus has kind of missed the opportunity now to contact their customers, because now we're going to second guess every message you get. If you get a message from Optus that has a link in it, do not click it. Go to the Optus website and use your Optus My account to follow up anything they suggest to you.
Who would likely be behind a hack like this?
Someone looking to make a lot of money off people's details. It's probably an overseas actor, but not a state-based thing. They may have desired to get this information, or they may have actually been looking to try and bring down the network, but failed to do that and actually came across this information. And now they will sell our information for big bucks on the dark web.
Ian says, a question for Trevor. Would software on your device help prevent something happening to you?
Absolutely. If you've got antivirus, internet security software on every device, including your phones, it can stop you clicking links that aren't real. So if you do get a message from someone and you click on it, it can go, hang on a minute, that's not a real message. You shouldn't click on that. And that's the kind of protection people need.
Always good advice, Trevor. Let us know if you find anything else out, and I'm sure you'll be covering it as well on the website, EFTM.com. There is Trevor Long. I'm just going to repeat what he has said about this data breach involving Optus. He says it's worse than having your credit card stolen or your password stolen.